Chapter 27. When Molly came back into Jesse's office, Jesse was looking out his window at the fire trucks being washed on the firehouse driveway beneath his window. He liked the way the stream of water from the hose sluiced away the suds worked up by the sponge. He liked the way it slid smoothly off, and as the water dried up, the red finish of the truck gleamed in the morning sun. "Rape my ass," Molly said. Jesse nodded. Outside, the firemen began to polish the chrome. They liked that truck. Like grooming a horse, Jesse thought. If it was alive, they'd give it a carrot. "Let's hear her statement," Jesse said. Molly got the audio tape of her interview with Kathleen, and they listened to it in Jesse's office. "They made me do a striptease," Kathleen said. "What were the circumstances?" Molly asked. "They got a video camera and they said I had to do a striptease or they wouldn't take me home." "Who is they?" Molly said. "The guy that raped me and the other guys and some women, too. They said I had to strip." "Perfect," Jesse said. "Keep listening," Molly said. "And then the guy who owned the boat took me into his bedroom and closed the door and threw me on the bed and raped me. He was like an animal, just threw me down and jumped on me and stuck it in."
"But he did wear a condom," Molly said.
"Yeah, sure."
"Did he put that on just before he jumped on you like an animal?"
"Yeah, just before."
"Was it in a packet?" Molly said.
"Did he have to open the packet?"
"No, he had it in his pocket and just pulled it out and put it on." They listened to the rest of it. She might have had a drink, but if she did, it was only one and she didn't finish it. What kind of drink? Vodka. Straight? Yes. Who brought her home?
Same guy brought her out. The one she met in the bar. Could she pick him out of a lineup?
Yeah, of course.
When the tape was finished, Jesse said, "She got drunk at the Dory, went on a lark to the yacht. They fed her more booze. She got drunker and did a striptease. Then the owner brought her into his bedroom and had sex with her. They brought her home. Maybe they didn't treat her respectfully. Maybe she just was in trouble at home for being late and being drunk. Maybe she was afraid the tape they made of her striptease would get out. Whatever, she came up with this story." Molly nodded. "Her mother knows she wasn't raped," Molly said.
"Yes," Jesse said. "She does.
I guess Sam believes her. I hope he doesn't do something about this that will get him in trouble."
"He'll let us do our thing," Jesse said. "He's like a lot of fathers in this situation. He's saying what he thinks he's supposed to say."
"What are you going to do?"
Jesse smiled.
"We don't know she's making this up," Jesse said.
"We're pretty sure," Molly said.
"It's not our job to decide," Jesse said. "It's our job to investigate. The DA and the courts decide."
"If we got her in here alone and talked to her for a while," Molly said, "she'd tell us she's lying."
"We don't want to do that," Jesse said.
"We don't?"
"Then we'd have no reason to search the alleged crime scene."
"The Lady Jane?"
Molly said.
"And confiscate any videotape we might find," Jesse said.
Molly began to nod her head slowly.
"And since it is a lawful search, if we stumbled across anything that looked like evidence in the Florence Harvath homicide," she said.
"Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good," Jesse said.
"It helps to know what to do with the luck when it comes your way," Molly said.
"Yes, it does," Jesse said.